Given its title and its storyline, Le Cowboy, a film that has been released theatrically here in the U.S., has to be categorized as a Western. This is so even though Le Cowboy was made in France and is set in non-American locales and unfolds not in the 19th century American West but in more contemporary times. Le Cowboy involves Alain, a man who resides with his family in rural eastern France, and his fanatical quest to search for his 16-year-old daughter, who has disappeared. If this plot sounds even slightly familiar, well, Le Cowboy is a reworking of The Searchers, John Ford's classic 1956 Western. There are differences in the two films. In The Searchers, the young girl is kidnapped by Comanches, who murder her kin and set fire to their ranch house. And it is her uncle, played by John Wayne, who searches for her. However, in Le Cowboy, the teen willingly runs off with her boyfriend, who is a Muslim. Now, once upon a time, the Western was a staple of Hollywood. But these days, the relatively few odors that are produced are remakes of Western classics. I'm thinking here of films like True Grit and 310 to Yuma. Or, like Le Cowboy, they are paying homage to the genre. And with all this in mind, Kino Lorber is releasing to home entertainment a quartet of vintage Western titles. While none are classics of the stature of The Searchers, or for that matter, A High Noon, or Shane, or Stagecoach, all are entertaining and are well worth discovering. They include Rawhide, a 1951 title with Tyrone Power and Susan Hayward, actors who are not usually associated with Westerns, and 1949's Canadian Pacific and 1950's The Caribou Trail, both newly restored and both starring Randolph Scott, who definitely is linked to the genre. Showcasing his acting chops in The Caribou Trail is the too often overlooked George Gabby Hayes, a performer who is the definition of a Western movie sidekick. In just over two decades, Hayes appeared in close to 200 films, many of which are B-Westerns with such titles as Border Town Gunfighters, Riding Down the Canyon, and Death Valley Manhunt. In The Caribou Trail, the bewhiskered actor plays a character who is appropriately named Grizzly. It is Hayes' final screen role. And there is one hidden gem here. It is titled Three Bad Men. It dates from 1926, which means that it is a silent, and its director is John Ford, he of The Searchers and Stagecoach, and quite a few better-known titles. Three Bad Men is set in the 1870s and involves various characters who are heading to the Dakotas to, as it says in an early title card, seek the reality of their dreams in America. The three bad men of the title are three wanted men, three lawbreakers. However, they are anything but one-dimensional villains, and this adds a certain depth and poignancy to the storyline. Plus, the sheriff in the story is no hero, but instead is a slimy crook. As in so many John Ford films, Three Bad Men is loaded with beautifully composed shots of Western vistas. One of the highlights is a recreation of the 1877 Dakota land rush, as stunning a set piece as you ever would hope to see. Indeed, no American filmmaker captures the stark, simple beauty of the American West as John Ford.